Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Trump fired park worker tells disabled, "I don't care." A United States federal park employee in Nevada was very quickly told she would be fired once two billionaires, namely Donald Trump, who became the 47th President of the United States of America on January 20, 2025, and Elon Musk, who took the reins of the newly formed Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Her reaction? Yelling at a handicapped person who was unable to walk the distance from the Mount Charleston Visitor Center parking lot's handicapped stall to the bathrooms in the building that she could not park in a lot that was closer to the building. The handicapped woman's husband had pulled into the parking lot for the visitor center, and despite having a handicap-accessible placard to park as close as that lot would allow, the walk was quite far for her particular disability. "I know this, because that disabled woman was me. So being the good spouse that my husband is, he found a small parking lot close to the building so I could use their public restroom facilities. Almost immediately upon opening our car door and standing up outside the car with my cane, a woman in a park uniform emerged from a door and hollered, 'You can't park here. This is only for employees.' My husband got out of the car and in a respectful tone explained that I was unable to walk the distance from the marked handicap stalls, at which point she interrupted and yelled, 'Well, I just lost my job, so I really don't care.' Her distress was so powerful it was as if I could feel its energy enveloping me, and I said to my husband, 'That's okay, let's just find somewhere else to go.' I was sad and scared at the same time. I thought to myself, this is how people just snap one day and go ballistic. Thank you, Mr. President, I did not vote for creating such a pathetically unappreciative backstabbing world for American citizens. But I can't really say that I blame her. Actually, my heart broke for her, imagining what she must be going through after suddenly finding out that the President of the United States carried his persona from his former TV show, The Apprentice, into the White House Oval Office and delivered a message of "You're fired." You do the math. Of the more than 400 national parks in the U.S. national park system, just over 100 parks charge an entrance fee. The current Federal Lands Recreation Enhancement Act, FLREA, allows the National Park Service to collect and retain revenue and requires that fee revenue is used to enhance visitor experience. At least 80% of funding from recreation fees stays in the park where it is collected, and the other 20% is used to benefit parks that do not collect fees or parks which generate only a small amount of revenue. Yellowstone, for example, brought in $10,159,270, yes, billions, in revenue in 2023, and that's just one park. But, in February, the Trump administration had fired about 1,000 newly hired National Park Service employees who maintain and clean parks, educate visitors, and perform other functions. This is all part of the administration's goal to downsize government waste. National park entrance fees generate roughly $350 million annually, which is about 10% of the park system's discretionary budget. The average salary for a U.S. national park employee in 2023 was approximately $61,000. Given 1,000 workers were fired, that equates to $61 million per year, or 17.5% of annual park income. Doesn't seem like very much of a savings, does it? Mass confusion. The firings, which weren't publicly announced but were confirmed by Democratic senators and House members, came amid what has been a chaotic rollout of an aggressive program to eliminate thousands of federal jobs. Adding to the confusion, the Park Service now says it is reinstating about 5,000 seasonal jobs that were initially rescinded last month as part of a spending freeze ordered by President Trump. Seasonal workers are routinely added during the warm weather months to serve more than 325 million visitors who descend on the nation's 428 parks, historic sites, and other attractions each year. Park advocates say the permanent staff cuts will leave hundreds of national parks, including some of the most well-known and most heavily visited sites, understaffed and facing tough decisions about operating hours, public safety, and resource protection. Fewer staff means shorter visitor center hours, delayed openings, and closed campgrounds, said Kristen Brengel, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs at the National Parks Conservation Association Advocacy Group. Trash will pile up, restrooms won't be cleaned, and maintenance problems will grow, she predicted. Guided tours will be cut back or canceled and, in the worst cases, public safety could be at risk. The Trump administration's actions are pushing an already overwhelmed Park Service to its breaking point, Brengel said. And the consequences will be felt in our parks for years. Doge.gov. As the summer approaches, people in the U.S. like to head out for the open roads and engage with nature, especially travel via road trips and stay at campgrounds at national parks, something Americans have always been able to rely on as a budget-friendly vacation. But with the economy in the country and across the globe tanking ever since the new administration took over, just Google and check out the Dow Jones reports, the proof will be in the pudding as to whether this tiny example of a slice of Doge government cuts was worth it. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.